Tomorrow comes, this day will be gone. Forever.
This day will be gone forever.
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 Leaving something in its place.
I have traded for it.
I want it to be gain, not loss.
Good.
Good.
Good, not evil.
Success.
Success, not failure.
In order that I shall not forget.
In order that I shall not forget the price I paid for it.
Steve in D.C., Don Hartley with news, James Spann, the weatherman, Audio Bob, and Diesel, the show Pitbull mascot and head of security. Now, Steve in D.C.
It's always been my belief that banning things doesn't work. Like this ban on TikTok, supposedly.
Banning things makes you want it more.
Yeah. It's a failure. Did we not learn from Prohibition that it's a failure?
That didn't work out too well, did it?
Every time. So why we're even considering this is, we'll get back to that in 1 second.
It's not going to happen, DC. It's in the House now, and they say even if it were to happen.
In the House.
If it were to happen, they said it'd be over a year. And I don't think it's going to happen. Look.
I've got to have my TikTok videos.
I don't want to lose my talk.
This is the Steve in D.C. Show. Yeah. Now, your information update.
Tuscaloosa City Council's Finance Committee expected to consider an incentive package this afternoon that includes tax breaks for a potential mixed-use facility on the Blood End McFarland Mall property on Skyland Boulevard. Cassius Lanier represents the area on the City Council.
I look forward to the property value skyrocketing back up.
The property is owned by local businessman and developer Stan Payton. Walker County Sheriff Nick Smith is critical of delays by the county in funding a new monitoring system that the sheriff says may have helped save the life of an inmate who died in the jail. While there is no cause of death yet, Smith told reporters there is no foul play expected in the death of 47-year-old Cyrus Theus, who was initially deemed a health risk after he was arrested by Jasper police on April the 12th. UAW President Sean Fain firing back at Southern governors critical of unionization efforts at Mercedes and other non-union Southern auto plants. He claims they are the liars and misleading the public, not the union. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Well, thank you very much, Don Hartley, and good Tuesday morning to you and yours, April 23rd.
Here we go. Can you believe that? It's almost May, brother.
Yeah, and we can get back to the warm weather for a change. Today will be a little cool, and tomorrow we start the warm-up with the 80s toward the end of the week, and a pretty good week, sunny, and near the daytime.
So you think we're pretty much out of the cool weather, and it's behind us, and spring and summer coming and all that?
Who knows with the crazy weather that we're having these days, but generally this should be about the last cold snap.
Having said that, the Stephen D.C. show is now doing something no other radio show is doing in America. We have a 30-minute weather guarantee.
We that's can about
guarantee
right.
the weather for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, and that might be a little much.
That's pushing it, all right? Hey, it's today is a special day. It is School Bus Drivers Day. And we just want to do a big bear hug to all the school bus drivers out there. I know a lot of you listen because we hear from you. You know, taking one or two kids to school, sometimes I know anxiety and can be rough in the morning. Imagine taking 72 kids to school.
It's a lot of pressure on them. These people, they're not doing it for the pay because they're not getting a lot of money to do it.
I don't know what a bus driver makes, but it's not enough. They're superhuman, aren't they?
Yeah, they do it for the love of the kids to be able to help the school system out. And there are a few bad apples like there are in every career field, so don't blame everybody when there's a problem.
Well, that's right. And you got 72 kids or whatever on a bus, 30, I don't know, but, they're probably all talking and loud, and you got to focus on the road and to have the anxiety of having all of their little lives and safety in your hands?
I had a state trooper once tell me that the most dangerous job that there is driving a school bus.
I believe it. Well, we honor you on School Bus Drivers Day on the Stephen D.C. Show.
This is the Stephen D.C. Show.
We announced yesterday Hardy is going to headline the big stadium show in Starkville, Mississippi on September 12th. And 7:15 this morning, we will give you tickets to that stadium show.
Yeah.
And it's Hardy and a bunch of people. And you'll be able to go see that. Now, we also have a belly flop sound that you'll be hearing on the show today. Anytime you hear this. This is a test, just a test.
Hey,
boy, Audio Bob had to put Fat Albert in there, did he?
Yeah, that was nice of him.
And it was you and I going off the diving board. When you hear that, be the first to call it. We'll get you qualified for a vacation to Panama City Beach. We'll give that away on Friday. So a busy show filled with free concert tickets and vacations and stuff.
Well, I just wanted to shout out to a listener, I believe it's John, what is it? John Thomas here.
Uh-huh. John Thomas.
Who, I guess there's some story that is posted on the Tuscaloosa Thread Facebook and the 95.3 The Bear Facebook page about maybe a new business coming to town or something. Uh-huh. Because it broke out into a discussion of what should be next in Tuscaloosa. Like, what do we need here? And John says, I think we need a couple more apartment complexes, a title loan store, a pawn shop or two, maybe a few banks and a church.
I can think of another one, a chicken finger restaurant.
And then he closes it with Tuscaloosa sucks.
Well, now wait, John.
Thanks, John.
As long as we got the Crimson Tide and the University of Alabama, I don't know what else matters. Do you know how many places would love to have that?
Yeah,
I tell you what we need here. I tell you, you didn't ask me. DC,
starting with Knoxville, Tennessee.
I tell you, they'd love to have that. I tell you what we need here. We need a couple of things. We need a Buc-ee's.
I would love that.
We need a Buc-ee's.
I've never been in a Buc-ee's.
What's
still
the matter with
to
you?
This day? I've never been in one.
I thought you were a proud American.
Well, I just don't know. What Leeds, I think, is the closest one.
Right. That's right. Go get you some Buc-ee's fudge.
Yeah, I don't get up there much.
And, man, they packed a fudge in a thing for you, and you'll leave happy.
Than a fudge packer
in a gas station. Go get you some brisket. I know it sounds weird. You're like, Steve, it's a gas station. It is, ultimately.
I've heard they've got the nicest bathrooms ever.
Do you know the guy that started Buc-ee's? You've gotten me started. Do you know the guy that started Buc-ee's built the whole thing?
Yeah,
out of Texas, because he wanted gas stations with clean bathrooms.
Yeah, I did hear that, yes. That was the goal.
You could do surgery in their bathrooms. They're so clean.
I've seen it done. There's a couple of videos
of surgery
where they're doing surgery in a Buc-ee's bathroom.
Nothing is worse than a nasty gas station bathroom.
Oh.
You stop on the interstate. It's the only thing available. You go in there.
And it's awful.
And people are still writing names and phone numbers.
Yes.
You'd think with the internet, they wouldn't have to do that anymore.
No.
Or good time call, you know.
But
whoever,
they still
whatever.
Do, don't they?
They do. But anyway, I think we need a Buc-ee's. Maybe a Trader Joe's would be nice.
A Trader Joe's would be great. I do know that Trader Joe's has considered, coming to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
But there's some sort of policy they have about the towns they will go to.
Okay. I know they're in Birmingham.
And we don't meet the... They actually released a statement about it.
What? We don't what?
We don't meet the guideline. There's like some...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
But all those things would be nice. And, you know, the city is considering coming to terms with our friend Stan Pate, the local developer, on something finally to do to clean up the McFarland Mall property.
Yeah.
And there's going to be something presented actually today about that.
Oh,
I've been talking to Stan Pate, and as that gets a little further down the road, he wants to come on the show and talk about it.
Okay.
So we'll be doing all that.
Well, they're tearing down the AMF Bama lanes.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Remember I told you I was in the bowling tournament when I was in college, and I was a finalist and...
A foreign
exchange student from Vietnam, and I'm still holding a grudge, beat me for a trip to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. It was a league I got forced into, and I had to bowl every Monday night.
Yeah.
And I'm not really a bowler.
No, you're not. But
they had nickel beer at the Bama lanes.
Oh, well, you can't turn that down.
So I'd get tanked up and bowl, and the more I drank, the better I bowled.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I've heard of that happening.
And I was bowling with a handicap, and I continued to bowl.
You were bowling with a handicap, really?
That's what they call it when, you know, you're not very good.
Lee, you shouldn't talk about your partner
that
like that.
That is not what I meant. And so I was bowling, and so I would keep winning night after night and advancing to the finals.
Yeah.
Only problem was the finals were on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, no.
And at that time, you couldn't have a beer on Sunday afternoon.
That's right. It was dry.
So I bowled in the finals stone cold sober and got beat.
Oh, man.
And
by the foreign exchange student.
The Vietnamese kid won the trip to Hawaii.
He's like, kapuya, kapuya.
That's Vietnamese for I just whipped your tail.
That's a sad affair. Yeah.
I get tears in my eyes when you talk about the Bama Lanes bowling alley.
Yeah.
A tradition right here for years being demolished.
They're tearing it down.
Is it already down?
Let's see. It just says AMF Bama Lanes. Being demolished 5 years after bowling alley closed.
Did you hear what they're going to put there?
No.
They're going to put a pawn shop and a chicken finger restaurant.
That's what we need.
Steve and Jersey.
Oh, Jimmy!
Hey. Time to check in with our man from Nashville to Hollywood. Everything trending. It's Jimmy Carter.
Good morning, Jimmy, and a Roll Tide.
Good morning. I was watching up here a YouTube video. You know, when people go to concerts, there's thousands of people recording everything.
Uh-huh.
And when Luke Bryan fell down up in Vancouver this weekend, man, there was somebody close. I don't care what he says. He had to have hurt from that fall. He slipped on a cell phone. Somebody's phone was on stage.
Ooh.
So his foot hit it, and he landed on his back.
Oh, yeah.
And, luckily, he wasn't hurt. He acted like he wasn't hurt at all, but it sure looked like he was.
Yeah, he went down
that
hard.
Emmy Russell survived American Idol last night, made it to the top 10.
I'm telling you, she's great. That's Loretta Lynn's granddaughter.
I think that song was Dookie.
You do?
That she sang.
Yeah.
Lose You to Love. It's a very difficult song.
Yeah.
And she wasn't that familiar with it, I understand, during rehearsals. So, you know, she struggled, but she did good when the big light came on.
Well, she did. Now they're down to the top 10.
I know. That's
okay.
Great. A couple of things coming up this week. This will be on the weekend. This is going to be the White House Correspondents Association dinner.
I always watch that thing because I'm a geek about it, but it's interesting.
It's going to have a lot of stars this time, and it could be. The guy that's doing it is Colin Jost. I kind of like him on Saturday Night Live. So
now, is Biden will speak, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to do a monologue, too.
If he wakes up in time.
Yeah, they'll have to put a battery in him and give him some juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be funny if he doesn't. Either way, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And then don't forget that Thursday night, well, what's today? Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Two more nights, NFL Draft. It's going to be on ABC, ESPN,
Thursday
NFL
night.
Network, on everything.
Oh,
I bet you the ratings are going to be sky high in Tuscaloosa because it'll be Nick Saban's debut with the Game Day crew. He'll be analyzing on Thursday night.
It's So that'll be, I wonder what network that's on.
If that's ABC.
On yeah, they also run it on ESPN and ABC at the same time.
But there's different shows sometimes.
Well, yeah, they have,
they actually
you're
have
right.
three different shows sometimes.
They have split it up at times.
They take it from a consumer perspective. They take it from a real serious pro perspective on the NFL network. Anyway.
I'll be watching the Nick Saban channel, ABC.
We'll be watching the Nick Saban channel. That's right. This Deadpool Wolverine trailer is pretty good.
It is.
They may have a hit movie with that on July 26th.
It's very
But there's
funny.
An F-bomb dropped every sentence. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really, I just watched it again. It's correct. I got to really be careful trying to run something like that on TV.
I bet.
Luke Combs, Jordan Davis, they were working out at the Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York, over the weekend. They were using the Buffalo Bills weight room and facility. The general manager loves country music, so he opened up the doors for them. And he tried to get Jordan Davis and Luke to be part of the Bills Mafia. So if you ever want to go, home or away, we'd love to have you.
Okay, all right. It sounds like then Luke Combs might be trying to get in shape or something. I don't know.
It looked like he was. I mean, he was in some, I saw some video of it, and he's working at it a little
Jelly
bit.
Jelly Roll's working at it.
Jelly Roll, all these guys, they need to work at it. If they're going to do it, we need to do it.
Yeah, even,
Penn State is where it. Luke Combs will be this weekend. We got a lot of people in Pennsylvania. Tim McGraw's in Pittsburgh. Alabama is in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Brad Paisley was named by the state of Tennessee, the governor, Tennessean of the Year for music because of all his philanthropy and charity work, everything from St. Jude's to this thing they did a couple of days ago, raised $200,000 for the grocery store.
He does a lot of nice things for people.
He does
a
lot of charity work,
yeah,
which is good. He's really into guitars right now. He's making guitars.
Making them.
Working with Fender on a special project, and he is all in.
I've always wanted to make a guitar.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Yeah. I mean, not, you know, it's just like anything else, but it's a complicated thing at times where you're putting all the wires in it and doing some of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think about this. Kenny Chesney carries 8,300 folding chairs on the road.
8,300?
Because these stadiums don't have seats to go on the floor.
Okay.
You got to bring the seats in, so someone's got to rent some.
Uh-huh.
And what he does, I think, is just rent it one time and then carries with him on all the tour. That way they know they're going to have 8,300 seats every night for the floor.
Makes sense, I guess.
Does. He has 127 touring staff.
Wow.
Truck drivers, food workers, you know, for catering. All the 85 non-traveling support people.
It's a lot of people on the payroll.
Yeah, account payables and receivables. He'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. Now, Post Malone, he is going to do a set this weekend at Stagecoach of just country covers.
Oh, that'll be good, probably.
And Friends in Low Places is probably going to be one. I know a little bit more about this, but I can't say. But just remember, I got to find out by the end of the weekend. I think you can stream Stagecoach. I think it'll be online.
Okay.
Coachella was. The whole festival was where you could get it online. Think they do the same thing for Stagecoach.
So Post Malone doing country covers and, or as Taylor Swift calls him, Posty.
Posty.
Yeah.
And that will be on Saturday night.
Okay.
He'll be somewhere after Willie Nelson and before Miranda Lambert.
That's a pretty good place to be.
If you're in Vegas, I know D.C. travels around everywhere on the weekend.
They go this weekend on his jet.
Garth is doing the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace this Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'll be there.
So just, you know, I know you use that jet to the max.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he definitely does.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, up too bad he's not concerned about the environment like I am.
I don't really care.
Jimmy Carter, that is everything trending hot this morning from Nashville to Hollywood. Remember, you're going to hear the belly flop sound before too long. When you do, be the first to call, and you get on the short list to win a Panama City Beach vacay.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
We have some winners with us this morning who we are getting to know.
Yes.
And couldn't be more excited. First, Dr. Brent Tidwell from Complete Health and Wellness. Doc, good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And, of course, your colleague, Dr. Talley, with us this morning. Doc, how are you, sir?
Doing well.
Nice to see you both.
Dr. Talley has seen more of us than he cares to see ever again.
Yes.
I'm sure.
But we will explain here in just a moment.
I'm telling you, right now, this man, Dr. Tidwell, and his complete health and wellness are doing things in Tuscaloosa that are really life-changing. And that's not hype or something that we're paid to say.
We can speak to it because we're doing it.
Yeah.
Audio Bob, DC, and myself are actually participating. God knows we need it. I think Dr. Tidwell and his team is a godsend for us.
Yes.
And it's body rejuvenation.
That's right.
Is that the best way to describe it, Dr. Tidwell?
Absolutely. Yeah, Dr. Talley had the full moons going Friday on y'all.
Yes, he did.
Y'all remember the moon over McFarland? Well, this was the moon over complete health and wellness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a Steve in D.C. full moon with Bob as a
little bonus.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Y'all look like Jupiter.
Yes. Yes. It could have been worse. He could have said Uranus, but he didn't.
Right. I'm telling you.
It's because he's smarter than I am.
Well, Jupiter has more moons.
Oh, I see. Now it makes sense.
Yeah, this stuff is critical, though. It's huge. I mean, I was wondering why I'm so fatigued at times during the day.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, you know, I bet a lot of people listening right now woke up tired today.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, you wonder, can I put one foot in front of the other? That's a lot of you. I know that's a lot of you.
Well, you know, I didn't know that I'm low in so many things that are critical.
This show is lower in testosterone, I think, than we probably should admit.
We are practically two women hosting a show.
Yes.
Here.
But let me say this. We know all this because of how thorough they are, because initially they did a blood test. And then Dr. Tidwell's team, Dr. Knight, sat down with us and analyzed that blood test. And we learned things that we did not know
yes.
about ourselves and our bodies and what we needed.
Unbelievable stuff.
And all these things you can do. I want to keep stressing that at Complete Health and Wellness. Well, we mentioned the moons and Dr. Talley. What happened was on Friday afternoon, me, Bob, and DC went over to Complete Health and Wellness, and we had the hormone biodegradable pellets implanted in our left butt cheek.
Yes. Did we say that right? I know they're pellets.
Right. They're bioidentical hormones, and they're not synthetic.
Okay? No.
Synthetic.
All natural.
That's right. This is all natural, made out of actually yams. And
they shot yams into our buttocks.
That's right. Y'all loved them. They taste great.
Yes. But it does more for you than you can imagine.
What will be the byproduct of this? It's a process. What will happen?
Well, the biggest thing that's going to happen is we're going to get your hormones back into, you know, normal ranges. And I think y'all saw, I mean, there's so many people that come in and they're going, you know, yes, you know, my hormones, my medical doctor tests those and all. Understand, guys, they're looking at what we're, you know, the blood work for your age. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And as we get older, I'm sorry, like I've told y'all before, I'm 57. I don't want to feel 57.
No, that's right.
I'm 27.
No, that's right. Exactly.
My wife has been doing these many years, 17 years. I had her many years ago. She started having a few little knick-knack problems. I said, look, we're going to get ahead of this ball game. So anyway, and I've been doing them, okay?
And your wife, by the way, looks like she's 19. So
yeah, she really does. And could win a Miss America pageant. She's dropped dead hot.
It's ridiculous.
See what hormones do for you?
Yeah. I'm hoping that happens to us, man.
That's right. But anyway, you know, the biggest thing is we got to get your hormones back to normal. And
That affects everything.
On the high side of normal. We don't want to be on the low side of normal. Nobody wants to be on the low side.
No, and like Steve said, it does affect every part of your life.
From fatigue to sex drive to
energy,
just overall feeling good.
Yes.
Maybe you won't be less crabby if, you know, maybe you are a little too crabby or your wife or any of this stuff sounds like you.
I mean, you need to
get in touch with Complete Health and Wellness.
Irritability.
And get a consultation.
Irritability is a big part of that. When you don't feel well, you're biting everybody's head off,
but
you know?
These pellets are a part of that process, which Doc and them will walk you through. Now, Dr. Talley, you literally implanted the pellets, and it's painless. You are very good at your job,
completely
Dr.
Talley. Completely painless.
It is painless and no issues whatsoever. Tell the folks just a little bit about how it's done without scaring them.
All right, hopefully I won't scare you all. It's essentially a three-step process. You know, we bring you in, get you all set up, get everything on the tray, when you're in position, we'll go ahead and numb you up, you know, with some lidocaine. And after you're numb and you're feeling good.
And you're a good number, by the way. Yes. As Dr. T said, you're a good number.
I'm telling you, Steve and I are both babies, and this was so painless, it's not even funny.
Nothing to it, but the impact is huge.
Yes.
So go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, so after you're numb and after you're saying, hey, I'm good, I don't feel, you know, anything sharp or anything like that.
Nope.
We go ahead, a little poke hole, and there's three tracks, and we put the pellets into different tracks. After that, it's simply putting a bandage on and explaining to you, you know, what to do in the post-op, you know, keeping it dry, keeping it clean.
And those pellets are going to naturally dissolve.
Yes.
Into our, because they're all natural.
Yes.
So it's
so
not,
over a period of time, they dissolve, and then there, as I said, it's a process. Coach Saban has his, Dr. Tidwell has his process, and then over a period of time, you get checked, and you do whatever you need. If you need more, you do more. Right, Doc?
That's right. That's the biggest thing we do, is we do a lot of blood work, okay?
Numbers, most thorough evaluation, yes, I've ever had with blood work.
Yes.
Awesome. And but we do a lot of blood work. Like I've told, probably people have heard me say it before, is numbers don't lie. I don't care if it's in business. I don't care if it's in your blood work.
No.
Numbers don't lie. And so we look at your numbers because, you know, it's if you're not looking at your blood work, you are guessing.
Yes.
And there are too many doctors out there that guess.
Like, I mean, I found out my thyroid is in serious, serious bad shape.
Not doing its job, is it?
And
you
know,
you can't lose weight with a bad thyroid.
No.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Doc.
No, absolutely. My thyroid is not, it's underactive.
You didn't even know that.
I had no clue that that was going on. And it wouldn't have mattered what diet I go on. It's not going to work when your thyroid is not active.
And they check your testosterone, fellas, and man, that makes such a huge difference, getting that right. And estrogen, too. That's important for men and women.
Yes, yes.
I'm learning so much from you, Doc.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is, just like you were talking there, a lot of people think, oh, I'm coming to pellets, I'm just getting my hormones. No, we do a complete workup on your blood work.
That's right.
Okay? I mean, it's like vitamin D. Everybody, I had a lady the other day telling me that she said, oh, I take vitamin D. It's in my multivitamin. Mm-mm. And I said, okay. I said, next time you come in, bring your multivitamin. She was taking like 1,000 or 2,000 IUs a day. You will not even stay at your normal level at that, okay?
Yes.
But most people think they are.
Right.
Oh, I'm taking vitamin D. I'm great. And best I remember, she had a vitamin D level of 29.
Now, how does that impact us? Would we have low vitamin D? And a lot of us, most of us do.
That's your immune system, guys.
Oh, my.
I mean, that's your immune. And the other thing is, it acts like a hormone. And a female, if she doesn't keep her vitamin D above 50, it doubles her chances of breast cancer.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So it needs to be above 50 minimum.
It's literally our defense against illness and that sort of thing, vitamin D.
It's the number one. It's the number one.
And you guys can help take care of that. And
wow.
And then monitor the improvement as you go, just to make sure you're getting it right.
That's right. And that's the thing is, we'll monitor that over time and make sure you're where you're supposed to be.
Now, this is Complete Health and Wellness, and as an MD, Dr. Talley, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
So many times it seems like a lot of doctors treat symptoms and not the cause, and I find that to be something that's really different about you guys. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, we look at the labs, we look at the person and their symptoms, and we look at what their goals are, and, you know, just generally what's going on with their life, you know, and you know, when you look at the not just the hormones themselves, but, you know, the thyroid, you know, different blood count, and, you know, Dr. Tidwell mentioned vitamin D, and a big thing with vitamin D was, you know, when COVID was just terribly prevalent.
Yes.
You know, it was a big part of our treatment in the hospital, you know, vitamin D, so forth, like things like that, and, you know, it helps with overall health, and, you know, the hormones change people's lives, and you know, it's not just a single facet that we're looking at. It's how can we improve your life and, you know, your sleep pattern, you know, your sex drive, your energy level, you know.
Everything.
Everything.
Now, your weight control. I don't want anybody hearing this to think, well, these guys are blowing smoke. I'm talking about Steve in D.C.
Yeah.
Because we're not.
No.
And we wouldn't be talking about this like we are and excited about it if we didn't see it working in us.
Yes.
And as Dr. Tidwell said, we're just getting started.
We're scratching the surface of this.
Yep, the green flag's just dropped on y'all.
Yeah, yeah. But I can already feel a difference, and I'm 3 or 4 days in to this.
I want to mention something else real quick that affects everybody listening right now. Very few of us are drinking enough water.
No.
It's something that sounds so simple. I learned through
Dr. Knight.
I learned at Complete Health and Wellness that can impact everything.
We're just like dry as a bone.
And Doc, make sure I don't misquote or get this wrong, that we need 60 to 80 ounces of water a day. But if you're drinking tap water, that's dead water.
Yeah.
And that won't help with dehydration. You need spring water.
Spring water, or you need good filtered water.
Good filtered water.
One of the two, yeah.
Right, because, you know, our tap water, if it's not filtered, it's got chlorine, fluoride, all this other mess in it.
And that's not helping us.
Those are, look, I've written articles about it that you can read at 953thebear.com. Fluoride and chlorine, I mean, they will cause cancer. This is no, and I don't know why we put that junk in our water. We shouldn't put that junk in our water.
That's where you go spring or filtered.
Yes, yes.
By the way, our friend Jay Welburn at Piggly Wiggly carries a water that's called 1186 that comes highly recommended by Doc.
Oh, yes. We actually keep those around our office. All of us drink that when we're traveling and stuff. And like you said, Piggly Wiggly's got that.
And the man that makes that water is a listener of the Stephen D.C. Show, 1186.
Even better.
Yeah.
We're fans of him.
Yes. That's good stuff. But we're dehydrated. We're just, and if you don't know this stuff, you can't fix it. You can't help what you don't know.
Well, 80% of our population's dehydrated. Everybody goes, oh, man, I drink tea. Well, guess what? Tea's a dehydrant. Okay?
Yes.
Coffee, I drink plenty of coffee. Coffee's a dehydrant.
Yes.
You know, if you're drinking sodas, I mean, you're getting sodium and everything else involved that. And it's just, God put water on this earth. You know, the other thing is, think of this. The earth is two-thirds water. Our body is two-thirds water.
Yes.
And it's meant for us to drink water.
It is. Water's the source of life.
Amen. But it needs to be the right water.
Yeah.
Spring water or
that's
or
right, to get filter, in those cells.
Or filter water. So between, you know, low vitamin D, hormone issues, be it testosterone or whatever, being dehydrated, all of these things combined make you feel like crap, and you don't have the energy to be the you that you want to be. So that's where you go, Complete Health Wellness, Dr. Tidwell, the team, get a consultation and let them tell you what they can do.
Exactly.
And we follow us as we go through this, because we're going to tell you guys everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes. You give Complete Health and Wellness 90 days and get back with me on what they've done for your life.
Absolutely. I think you'll be amazed at your first visit. Dr. Tidwell, will tell us probably website for people in the car and stuff right now be the easiest way to find you guys?
That's right. Complete-healthandwellness.com and 205-343-7743.
They're located over at Mimosa Park Road in Tuscaloosa. Very nice office. Go over and get your consultation. Again, complete-healthandwellness.com. Dr. Brent Tidwell, Dr. Knight, and, of course, Dr. Talley with us here this morning.
Hey, I met an older couple. Steve met him as well. We met an older couple in there a couple of weeks ago, and it's amazing. I was told when they got there, they could barely walk into the facility, barely get into the office, and now they're like a young couple in love again, and it's all because of the things that they've been rejuvenated with.
Daddy had a sparkle in his eye, didn't he?
Yes, yes. I mean, it really was cool to see.
Well, that guy, he had neuropathy. He couldn't even feel his feet, could not even drive. And literally, he was on a walker. I mean, we had to help him everywhere. I mean, his poor wife would be just absolutely give out getting him into office.
I bet.
And y'all saw him the other day. They were sitting there in their chairs. He's back driving. He can feel his feet. We've got the neuropathy under control.
It's amazing.
He mowed 10 acres, not 10. He mowed 10 acres of grass last Wednesday.
Good grief.
Yep. And he said he couldn't even get on a lawnmower before that.
That's progress right there. That's remarkable.
Yes. It's
Steve,
huge.
One thing I want to remember, you said that we got to remember, in a year, once we have you where we want you, you're bringing back the mullet.
Yes. It's going to be 1980s Stephen D.C.
There you go.
And all there I got to tell you is McFarland Boulevard, that bridge over there over McFarland is not safe.
No. Look out. Look out.
Dr. Talley, your first impression, Dr. Tidwell knows this, your first honest impression of the Stephen D.C. radio show this morning, please.
A lot of fun. You guys are good guys. And, you know, glad that I do something to help you all out.
Well, you're a good man, and I know Dr. Tidwell is happy to have you on his team.
Yes.
One more time, complete-healthandwellness.com. If you don't do it, you don't know what you're missing, and you're not living your best life, and that's the truth.
It really is, and you know deep down there's something that is not right. You know, if you know something is not right, your body's talking to you, so get it rejuvenated.
And Dr. Talley, of the three of us, me, DC, and Audio Bob, if you were forced to rank the best bottoms, how would you rank our hind ends?
Have mercy.
Would you be able to do that for us?
I'd definitely say you and DC are up there.
Thank you.
That's a diplomatic answer.
That puts Bob on the bottom.
Absolutely. Yes. That's not good.
Hey, and remember, guys, we've got a lot more tests still coming for y'all.
Right.
Okay, this isn't, we've just started. Like I said, with the green flags just dropped, we were able to get some of this back quickly. Some of it takes, you know, 3 to 5 weeks to get back. That's your gene test.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out if you're a hetero or homo, okay? Just remember that, okay? Because y'all already nailed me on that one.
That will be a show you won't want to miss.
No, you won't.
Okay, you ready? It's time. 95.3 The Bear opens the Moreno concert ticket window, and we're about to give you tickets to a big stadium show that we announced yesterday.
Yes.
That is coming to Starkville, Mississippi on the night of September 12th.
That's right, and it is loaded with great artists, including, but not limited to, the one and only Hardy.
Hardy. Who's as hot as it gets right now. Also, Randy Houser will be performing.
Yes, Dylan Scott will be there. And I've really come to like Dylan Scott's music lately.
I do too. Yeah.
Of course, if you're not familiar with Dylan Scott, I can play 1 second of a song and you'll be like, okay, I know who that is now. In fact, let me play 1 second of a song for you. And you're like, yes, I know that guy.
Dylan Scott.
One of his best songs, My Girl.
There you go.
Man, her eyes really drive me crazy.
So you put all this together, outdoors at the stadium, Starkville, Mississippi State Stadium, and you're going to have an incredible time. All right, if you want to go, call us now. We're standing by. Get on the line, 205-339-4953, and we will present to you a Wheel of Trivia question. Let's see who this is.
Hello, Stephen D.C. Show. Who is this?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name? Oh,
we lost that one. It sounded like a car line call.
It did. Hey, Stephen D.C., who is this?
Megan.
Megan,
hey,
welcome.
Hey, Megan, favorite name. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Good. We'd love to give you these hot tickets, and we're going to spin the Wheel of Trivia and see what your question is going to be. The computer will generate your question. This question stands until somebody gets it right. Hopefully Megan will. Megan, okay, this is an interesting question. It says, nationwide, pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. Nationwide, pharmacists say this is the question they get asked most by customers. Megan, what is it?
Is this covered on my insurance?
Is this covered on my insurance?
With the prices these days, you dang better sure ask that and hope that it is. But believe it or not, that is not the most often asked question.
I'm sorry, Megan.
Here we go.
Hey, Stephen D.C., who's this?
This is Lynn.
Landon?
Lynn, L-I-N.
Oh, Lynn. Good morning, okay. Lynn. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide to you.
Lynn, nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. What is it?
Is it addictive?
Is it addictive? No, I'm sorry, Lynn.
That's a question I've asked several times.
Hey, Stephen D.C., who is this?
Angie.
Angie, Nationwide Pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. What is it?
How much is my copay?
Is it on? Is it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Another insurance kind of question.
Something about the copay. No.
All right.
Stephen, D.C., who is this?
Hi. This is Courtney.
Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Good morning, Courtney. We used to have a producer named Courtney in St. Louis.
We did. It's my favorite name.
Nationwide.
It's a good one.
Nationwide. I've heard that before. Pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. What is it?
Does it need to be taken with food?
Oh, yes.
And I always pray that they say yes, absolutely. Yes. I am sorry that is not right, but that's a good answer.
My pharmacist says yes and a lot of it.
You are lying.
Hey, who is this on the line?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. I've got a cousin named Laura who is a pharmacist.
That's interesting.
This is not you, cuz, is it?
No.
Okay. Because cuz would probably know the answer to this.
I would think.
Nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. What is it, Laura?
Will it impact my sex life?
Will it impact my bonchicka bonbon life? Good question, but that is not it. Man, we're all over the place. What could it
be? You will never get this. You will never get this. La, 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 la.
There's
la,
a
la,
la, la, la, la. Funny TikTok video right now where the guy... I'm going to get it wrong. I'm going to find it and play it for you. But he does the difference between like a chicken and a dog and a chicken and a dog. And then it comes out, bow, chicka, wow.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow. I like
it. It's cute. I got to find that for
you. Hey, who is this?
This is Michael. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Michael. We're fine. Thanks for calling. Nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked most by customers. What is it?
When will my prescription be ready?
Yeah. I do that all the time.
By God.
Believe it or not, there's another one that is asked more often.
Man.
All right, let's keep it going here.
Stephen D.C. Show. Who is this, please?
This is Shannon.
Shannon, good morning.
That's my favorite name. Hey, Shannon. So what's your answer?
Can I drink alcohol with this?
A lot of people want to know that. No, that's not it.
You know, I like to get drunk with my medication.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plastered. Hello. Who is this?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most often. What is it?
How much of this should I take?
How much of it should I take?
Well, that's a fair question. I'd like to know how much I should take of this drug.
Either. Good morning, 95.3 The Bear.
Hey, good morning.
What's your answer?
What are the side effects?
What are the side effects?
Oh, yeah.
Will I grow hair on my palms?
No.
I am sorry. Do you think we should give a clue or just keep it going?
I think we should keep it going.
All right.
I wouldn't give a clue yet.
So y'all, we can take one more, I'm being told. All right. Hi, 95.3 The Bear. Who is this?
It's Rich.
Hey, Rich, what's your answer, man?
Does it make me sleepy?
Does it make me sleepy? That's a great guess. Oh, but not right. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to keep this going. We're going to revisit this. We'll keep you calling and on the line for it. First person to answer correctly wins the stadium concert tickets to see Hardy, Randy Houser, Dylan Scott, and I'm forgetting somebody.
Travis Denning.
Denning, I always forget Travis.
Travis Denning.
That show is September 12th outside at the stadium in Starkville. That'll be incredible. So more chances to win these tickets coming up. Think about the question. Nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. What is it? We'll spin that wheel again when we need to.
You heard that wheel start to spin.
That's right.
Hey,
roll that thing out of here.
My wheels are spinning right now.
Go ahead and roll that out of here. It takes up a lot of room.
Fresh bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I was in there the other day.
Yes.
Actually, it was my daughter and my grandson. I'd sent him some money, and he bought a pair of New Balance shoes. And he got home and was wearing them, and all of a sudden he started jumping around acting crazier than a rat trapped in a burning meth lab. And we took that shoe off, and he had a sore on his foot, and it turns out he was struck by a brown recluse.
Really?
And I thought maybe you might want to know that you might have a spider problem in there, but he ended up having to have his toes taken off.
His toes?
Yeah, well, once the venom hits, it just keeps eating away. Like,
yeah.
My family has a big hog grill every year, and we roast a big hog. And my family always takes bets on the grandkids on who can kick the head the furthest. And now I can't even, that's one of my only sources of income. And now I'm kind of shit on that. But
yeah.
We got a brown recluse. We didn't pay for that. We just wanted the new Balance shoes.
Well, let me give you the number of our home office because, I mean, I can't say for certain, you know, where the spider came from, but they might be able to help you more than I could because I can't really do anything.
Oh, are you a manager? Well, I think you're trying to get around this. My grandkid ain't got no toes on his left foot.
But I'm saying I personally can't compensate you, but if I give you the number of our home office, they would be the ones who would be able to help you.
Well, I was wondering who I need to send the medical bill to.
That's what I'm trying to give you. I'm trying to give you the number of the person who would be able to help you.
No, you're trying to give me the runaround, I think. How about I come in there? You want me to come in there?
You can come in here, but I mean, we can't.
You might sound like a big old boy, but I think I could still whip your ass.
Okay, sir. What's your name?
Grinch. That's Grinch. And no, I ain't green.
Okay, sir. Well, if you come in the store, and since you've made a threat over the phone, I will call security if you come in. So...
Are you threatening me? You may sound like a big burly son, but I ain't scared of nobody.
Okay, I'm hanging up on you now. Thank you.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the stadium show in Starkville, September 12th, which I believe that's a Thursday night, by the way.
I think you could be right, and this is going to be a lot of fun. It's at Duty Howe Stadium.
Excuse me, that is not the name of the stadium.
I think it is.
Duty Howe? It is not Duty Howe.
Alexa, what's the name of the stadium at Mississippi State University?
I found a Mississippi State University. Mississippi State University is 97.7 miles away on 108 Allen Hall in Starkville. Just so you know, I can also help you from your car while you're on the road.
No. Alexa! What's the name of the Mississippi State football stadium in Starkville, Mississippi?
I found a Mississippi State University in Starkville. Mississippi State University is 6 miles away.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the directions.
Shut up.
We don't need directions.
But, you know, if my stadium was named Duty Howe, I wouldn't want it anywhere either.
It might have been Duty Howser.
I just don't believe that Duty is in the name of the Mississippi State Stadium.
Let me see. Mississippi State.
You're going to be going to see Hardy, Randy Howser, Dylan Scott, and Travis Denning if you win these tickets. And we're going to grab the phone lines in just a moment. The question came from the Wheel of Trivia. Nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. Nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked most by customers. What could it possibly be?
Mm-hmm.
DC, jump in when you find out the name of that stadium. Because
I
hope and pray for the benefit of Mississippi State fans. It is not Duty. Duty Stadium.
I'm looking it up right now.
Hey, Bear, who's this?
Hey, it's Marianne Sellers.
Hi, Marianne. You sound great today. Thank you for calling.
Duty Noble Field.
You weren't kidding. I owe you an apology.
Yep.
So Mississippi State's field is the Duty Noble Field.
That's apparently what it appears to be.
And
yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Marianne, what's your answer, please?
My answer is my prescription ready?
Is my prescription ready? No, ma'am, I am sorry about that.
No, if you could give us a little more time to get it ready.
Bear, hi, who is this? Bear, good morning. You're on the line. Who is this?
Hey, this is Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. What's your answer?
How many refills do I have?
That's a good one. I'm sorry.
That's a very good one.
Hey,
yeah.
Bear, you're on the line. Who's this?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Is this Racy Stacy?
Yes, Racy.
Oh, Racy Stacy. Welcome in.
What's your answer?
Is it, what can I take for this? Like cold or something?
What can you give me for? No, I'm sorry, Racy. Bear, hi. Who's on the line?
April.
April. Beautiful name. I love it. What's your answer?
Does my insurance cover it?
Good one. We all want to know, but it is not. Does my insurance cover it? Man, I think we've had 100 guesses. So far, nobody has gotten it.
No.
Bear, hi. Who's on the line?
Hi. Who's on the line?
Michelle.
All right. Michelle, what's your answer?
Does this come in generic?
Uh-huh, because that's a lot cheaper.
You know, that was my guess.
Spin the wheel. We're spinning our wheels on this. Nobody has gotten it yet. Nobody.
Dang it.
Hey, Bear, who's this?
It's Ashley.
Ashley, what's your answer?
Where's the bathroom?
Most asked question to a pharmacist, where's the bathroom? No, ma'am. Hey, Bear, hi, who's this on the line?
This Junior.
Junior.
Junior, what's your answer?
Do I take this with food?
Can I take it? Do I take it with food?
No. Well, sure.
That's not it.
Yeah.
Has anybody been warm?
By the way.
I don't think so.
I just want to clarify. So the concert is at the stadium in Starkville, but it's the baseball stadium.
Really?
Not the football stadium. And the baseball stadium is Duty Noble Field.
Okay, so this concert is a baseball stadium concert.
Yeah, I misunderstood that. I thought it was at the football stadium.
I
but
got you.
It's
well,
at
you
the
would,
baseball.
But that's the Duty Field.
Yes.
Bear, hi. Who's on the line?
Todd.
Hey, man, what's your answer?
What are the side effects?
Side effects. No, sir. No, sir.
No side effects.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I can... You don't want me to give a clue, do you? Is it too early?
It might be too early. Let's see how this round goes. Hey, who's this?
The Do.
The Do.
The Do. Man, good to hear from you, Do. What's going on in your life?
Not too much. Just been busy with kids.
Oh, that'll keep you busy, man. Oh, I hope you win this thing. You'd love it. What's your answer?
Can I check out back here?
Oh, Do!
Could
sorry,
I please check
it.
Out back here?
That was the Do.
Not it. Hey, Stephen D.C., who's this?
Crystal.
Crystal.
What's your answer?
Can I get this refilled early?
Which, for some reason, they never allow you to do.
They always say no. I think they have
to. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, who are you?
It's Mark.
Hey, Mark, nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. What is it?
What do they recommend?
What do they recommend? Mm. Good question, but not right.
Not
all
it.
Right. All right, so this one's out there, and we'll keep the lines open, and we'll be taking more calls, obviously, a little after 8 o'clock. Nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most by customers. What is it? If any of you know a pharmacist, I would call and ask them.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to call the Walgreens, and when they answer, you have to yell, pharmacist! And then when they pick up, you ask them this question and see what they say. That might be worth this for these...
You know, not a bad idea.
Concert
because
tickets.
Apparently, this question, for once, is ungooglable.
It is ungooglable. That's exactly right. That's hard to do.
You will never get this. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Somebody will. Yeah.
Means you can't Google it.
Got a big controversy at the Florabama. Have a bushwhacker and forget about it. You know what's coming up, right? It is world famous, the Florabama's mullet toss. And
no, I wasn't aware of that.
Yep. And this year they are expecting protesters because PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, have requested that the, in fact, demanded that the Florabama stop using real fish and start using plastic fish. They want to replace the dead fish now that are typically tossed across the state line for the mullet toss with, PETA says, a realistic, reusable rubber fish. And wait till you hear what they say about fish, especially you fishermen out there.
Oh, boy. They can feel the hook.
They say every fish whose body is treated like a hacky sack at this event was once an individual. No, an individual?
I don't think so.
This is their statement. Was once an individual who had a life precious to them. Swam free, had feelings, and didn't want to die.
Oh.
I mean, they're swimming in the water that they pee in,
just looking for a fish hook.
And
I mean,
and,
are they really individuals with
They said it's an individual who had a life.
This individual should not be used like a hacky sack at an event. It was once had a precious
You've
life.
Got to be kidding me.
Yep, that's exactly right.
That is not. It's a dang fish.
It's already dead.
I mean,
the mullet at Floribama used in the toss. The mullets, they're dead fish.
I can't.
PETA. So
stupid. PETA.
The group is also offering the Floribama to cater the event with their tasty vegan fish sandwiches that spare animals a violent death and don't come with the mercury, iodine, sewage, and other contaminants the real fish contain.
So
is this all? These people have nothing to worry about or do.
They don't have anything to do.
They claim they've had thousands of complaints about the Floribama mullet toss.
I mean, these are the same yahoos that recently rose a stink over anyone using the term pet.
A lot of people at home who have dogs and cats, they will call these animals their pets, and they'll refer to themselves as owners. And this implies that the animals are a possession. Like,
oh,
for
God's sake. No, you don't
I do. Because when you refer to animals not as the living beings that they are, but as an inanimate object, it can reflect our treatment.
Oh, my
Look,
goodness.
I love animals as much as anybody. Oh. We love Diesel, our pit bull mascot, and but that's just ridiculous. These PETA people, every time I hear a story, I think it can't get dumber. And now they're protesting the Floribama's mullet toss. They don't want them to use real dead fish. By the way, they gathered outside a handful of PETA protesters. Where's the line that they shouted? Oh, listen to this. Here's what they shouted. Only a sod throws a cod.
That was their big line?
Yeah.
Only a sod throws a
cod.
They
couldn't do any better than that?
No. They also...
They followed up. Only a lout throws a trout. I don't even know what a lout is.
That's worse than the sod one.
It really is. Yeah. They need to just go pack it up and go home.
You know, they're also after... Have they already... In fact, they might have already won this one... That we're not allowed to have animal crackers anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that hurt animals?
At
Nabisco, freeing our non-zoo dwelling Americans from their captivity was the right thing to do. This is a brand new era, and we know that there is only one thing that kids love more than seeing these beautiful, majestic animals running free. And that is compassionately biting the heads off of each and every delicious elephant and zebra in that box. So remember, at Nabisco, there's no more cages, because our animals, just like hunters of endangered species, deserve to be randomly eaten with dignity.
That's PETA, baby.
Yeah.
Protesting the Floribama's mullet toss.
There's not a pill you can take.
No, there's not.
There's not a class you can go to.
Stupid is forever. Right now, front and center, it is time for our morning prayer and inspirational song. We believe it's a great way to start the day. And our friend Daniel Strong's joining us now. Good morning, Daniel. How are you, brother?
Good morning. Beautiful day. Good morning.
Yes, gorgeous day today. Span says sunny and 75. You can't beat that.
Amen.
Lead us in prayer, if you would, please, sir.
Absolutely. Let's start this prayer off with a prayer for a dear friend of many, and let's pray for his family. Dear Lord, we bring the family of Ronnie Holmes to you today, God. We ask you, God, for comfort and peace during this sudden passing today. God, I ask you to touch all the ones at Tuscaloosa Tire and Service Center. They were like family to him, God. I ask you to bless them and comfort them in this time of loss. I ask you, God, for your comfort that you can only give, that your peace that you could only give. God, we ask you, God, just to continue to bless that family throughout this grieving time. God, I ask during this morning, God, I bring the rest of Tuscaloosa and all of us to you. God, touch us all today. Let us all understand that we're not promised tomorrow, and we need to do the best that we can every single day. God, when we fail, give us the courage to come and ask for forgiveness from one another, but most importantly from you. God, we ask you to bless this beautiful day, and we're thankful for this beautiful day that you've given us. I ask you to be with us, God. Go before us and set our path as we step out into this day. And God, let us be a witness for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Strong prayer. Mm. We appreciate it. And also the kind words for Ronnie Holmes, who did pass away unexpectedly. Thank you so much, Daniel Strong. And now our inspirational song of the day. It comes to you courtesy of the family and the team at Taco Casa. Legendary for a reason. There's nothing else like it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under the biggest cactus in town right here in Tuscaloosa, Taco Casa.
Well, on the note of losing Ronnie suddenly and unexpectedly, our inspirational song of the day kind of ties into that. And folks that we've lost way too soon, Amy Grant and Casting Crowns. It's called Scars in Heaven on 95.3 The Bear.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. 'Cause there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing, and they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased, and knowing yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me that the only scars in heaven, yeah, are on the hands that hold you now. I know the road you walked was anything but easy. You picked up your share of scars along the way, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight, all a million miles away. The only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile, that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. Not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Till I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight, this race I'll run, until I finally see what you can see. Such things broken, and all the old will be made new, or on the hands that hold you now.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
This is the Steve and DC Show. Yeah. We thank you for tuning us in this morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
We got a big, big old stadium show to give you tickets to see Hardy along with Randy Houser and Dylan Scott and Travis Denning.
Wow, that's a lot of people
it's
right there.
Kapuya, Kapuya.
What's the name of that field that this show in Starkville, Mississippi will take place on? It's
going to be over on Duty Noble Field.
And I thought he was making that up, but he confirmed it is Duty.
On the Duty Field.
My seventh grade boy is coming out. It is Duty Noble Field.
Yes.
I want to do some research about, I don't know anything about Mississippi State, and find, we ought to get our old friend Slapstick, because he'll know, he's from Mississippi.
Nightstick, I think it is.
And he's on our sister station sometimes, the Tide.
Yes.
Station, and he'll know all about Mississippi State. But I think that I want to know a little more about Duty, who that is, and I mean, to name a field Duty, he must have been spectacular.
Must have been a heck of a guy, Mr. Duty.
Right. All right, let's do what you want us to do, and that is try to give away these tickets that DC mentioned with a question. The Wheel of Trivia spit out this question over an hour ago. 172 calls. I checked our logs, and nobody's gotten it yet.
Not yet.
Nationwide pharmacists say this is the question they get asked the most.
More than any other question, this is the one they get. Hello, Stephen DC. Who's this?
Crystal.
All right, Crystal, what do you think it is?
Your pharmacy hours.
What are your hours? Not it. Yo, who's this?
This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you? It's Stephen DC.
Fine. How about yourself?
We're pretty good. Pretty good. What's your answer?
Can you take this medicine while drinking alcohol?
Can you take this medicine with some alcohol?
I think I've asked the pharmacist that. Have you ever asked the pharmacist that?
Yes.
What did they tell you?
They said no.
No. Yeah.
But you did anyway, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did.
In fact, you've had a couple of shots this morning, haven't you?
You had a little bit, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you have.
A little nip.
Hey, you know what? That is right! Woo! You are the winner! Hey.
All right.
Now it's time to take a drink, I'll tell you that. Celebration of this. Yeah, you're going to see Hardy, Randy Houser, Dylan Scott, and Travis Denning in Starkville, Mississippi at the Big Outdoor Stadium Show, my dear.
All right. Yay.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a bartender.
Oh, well, hey.
Are you really?
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
What's your favorite drink to make?
I like liquid marijuana.
Oh, yes.
What is that?
It's a pretty good drink.
I've had it once.
What's in it?
All kinds of stuff. Me and I will make you one.
Where do you tin bar?
Al Rigger.
Excuse me?
Al Rigger.
Al Ritter's?
Yeah.
Where's that located?
Mobile, Alabama.
Oh.
Oh, very nice. All right. Well, we're going to look you up, lady. Well, you hang on now, and we're going to give you all the information you need for this concert. How about that?
All right. That sounds wonderful.
Thanks for listening to us. Are you listening in Mobile right now?
Yes.
Oh.
On your app.
On the app.
Beautiful. All right.
Love it.
Liquid marijuana is her favorite drink to make when she's tending the bar.
How about that?
I love that. Hang on. All right. Well, there it is. Can I drink alcohol with that? I was surprised, stunned that that was really the answer, but it is the most asked question of pharmacists, according to our source.
Leave it to a bartender to know and call and win.
Right. According to our source, I know some of you are like, oh, come on. According to our source, that's the answer.
Oh, yeah. Now, oh,
and our source is Gangsta Granny.
I actually have the top five, and number one is definitely the alcohol.
What are the others?
Let's see. So number one was the alcohol.
I bet it's all the guesses that people had.
Number two was, should I take my meds with food?
That's right.
Number three was, what are the side effects?
Uh-huh.
Number four is, how should I store my medication?
Okay.
And number five was, what type of over-the-counter drugs should I, can I take with it?
Like, right.
Interactions.
So, number one is, can I drink alcohol with that? All right, we'll be giving away more tickets to this Hardy Stadium show, so you keep it where you got it. It's just too much. Jason, Jane, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Well, congratulations. You heard the Stephen DC belly flop. It's hard to miss it. Hey, hey, hey. And you were the first to call, so you've qualified for a Panama City beach vacation.
Awesome.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's awesome.
What are you doing this morning, Jason? Are you working?
I'm at work.
Appreciate you listening to The Bear at Work. Where do you work, Jason?
We're Action Automotive over in Holt, Alabama.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Action Automotive. What's hot at Action Automotive this morning? Let's do a little plug.
Let's do a little what?
A little plug. What's hot in Action Automotive?
What's hot in Action Automotive? Everything. Everything.
Give me one example.
Brakes.
Brakes.
AC.
Yeah.
You got to have
AC
brakes.
AC work. If you go anywhere else for AC work, you're paying too much.
There you go.
Yeah,
and that's how it's done.
And the heat's about to be turned on.
So you're going to need a good working AC.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting hot in here.
Hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Not you, Jason.
No. Hey. Keep your britches on.
Friday morning, we give the PCB trip away, and you're in it to win it. Thank you, brother. Have a good day. Appreciate you listening to The Bear.
Thank you.
When you hear us belly flop, which could come at any time, be the first caller like Jason Jane, and you're on this list to win this thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, B. Arthur.
Excuse me?
On why we shouldn't be eating fried chicken.
What?
Hello. I'm B. Arthur,
yes,
with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. You may have heard of the Colonel's secret recipe, but you probably have no idea what goes into the making of a bucket of Kentucky fried chicken.
I don't care!
Fried chicken. Sadly, the main ingredient is cruelty.
Oh, dear God. B. Arthur.
Sadly,
the main ingredient is cruelty. Well, guess what?
I'll have mine extra crispy. Can I have a bucket of extra crispy cruelty?
That's what I want, baby.
Thank you.
I'm B. Arthur.
Hello. I'm B. Arthur.
Right now, we're going to check in, of course, with our colleague from our sister station, Tide 100.9, Wyatt Theodore Fulton for WTF Sports Headlines.
Yes.
Wyatt Theodore Fulton, good morning. How are you, friend? And roll Tide, man.
Roll Tide, I'm doing great. You guys doing all right this morning?
Yeah. WTF, you had a good night last night. You were up close and personal with Coach DeBoer at Baumhauer's.
Tell us about it. Why?
It was a lot of fun. I was able to kind of shake some hands over there with Kalen DeBoer and a couple of other people, and so it was good. He spoke a little bit about the football team. He spoke a little bit about just a couple of other things, getting used to Tuscaloosa and kind of the whirlwind that he's had since getting here in January. But he likes where they're at. He thinks that as long as they have a good summer and a good fall camp, that they'll be in a really good spot come football season. So a couple players spoke as well. Wilkin Formby, starting tackle.
Yes.
Jeremy Bernard, starting wide receiver.
Time out. Our boy, Wilkin Formby, that we've been pulling for a long time.
He's a good friend of the show, as is his dad, Shannon Formby, and his grandpa, Rod Wilkin, from Taco Casa.
Did you just say he's the starting tackle?
On Alabama's A-Day scrimmage, he was the starting right tackle. And barring something unforeseen,
yes,
he should be your starting right tackle in August.
Whoa. Yes.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
He's a big old boy, too.
He is, and that is awesome. That is huge, and that is just one step closer to my dream of him being drafted by the Dallas Cowboys.
I know you want him. Of course, Wyatt would prefer he be a Green Bay Packer.
Well,
just so you know.
Yeah, we need some tackle help. So, look, I need Wilson to go ahead and get onto the NFL.
Now, Wyatt, he's going to be in the studio with us one morning next week, and we're all going, he's going to teach us how to get down in a three-point stance.
Properly,
I'd love for you to come in when he's here. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll be there for sure.
All right, well, we're going to need you to help us get up after we get down in the three-point stance.
Look, I played a little offensive line in high school as well. Nowhere near as good as Wilkin, but, I may be able to, he may be able to teach me a thing or two.
All right. Okay. Well, he'll be here next week. We'll let y'all know when. What else is hot?
Yes, sir. Starting defensive back from Arizona State, Ed Woods, has entered the transfer portal. And why does that matter? Because Alabama's being linked to him, and he's going to visit Alabama this weekend.
Okay.
And barring something unforeseen, I like Alabama's chances in getting another defensive back.
What's his name again?
Ed Woods. He's from Arizona State, and he plays cornerback.
I swear that's a Johnny Depp movie.
Ed Wood?
Yeah. There's a Johnny Depp movie called Ed Wood. Maybe it's about him. I don't know. I don't know.
Must be a pretty good namesake if it's a Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah,
well, he'll fall in love with us this weekend. They all do.
Sure. Yeah.
He said he's never been to Tuscaloosa, so he's in for a fun time when he gets here on Friday.
You got that right.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
He'll love it.
Anything else this morning we want to hit on?
Little bit of basketball news. Seems like basketball is always in the headlines nowadays. 6'11" center from Rutgers, Clifford Amori, is going to visit Alabama this weekend as well. So might be getting a big man there for the basketball team.
Did you say he's 6'11"?
He is 6'11", 241 pounds.
Well, I like a big man.
I do too.
I mean, I know. Well, never mind.
It's all right.
You know.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know what I mean.
Well, listen, go ahead and plug your show on our sister station, Tide 100.9. Why don't you, Wyatt?
Yeah, 11 to noon, T-Town Sports Daily. Me and my producer, Justin Jones, go back and forth on sports, not just in Tuscaloosa, but all over the country. We talk NBA, NHL, NFL. We'll have a lot of draft content coming up. I'm excited for that on Thursday night. And right now, I'm actually working on some articles from Hey Coach last night. So if you want to read those, go check that out on Tide100.9.com and the free Tide 100.9 app.
All right. Well done, brother. We appreciate it. Every morning about this time, joining us for Sports Headlines. That is Wyatt Theodore Fulton, WTF Sports Headlines. Hey, real quick, from the Huntsville Hospital. Look, I find this hard to believe, and you will too, but Huntsville Hospital has reported this to the news authorities. Two babies were born there a few days ago on the same day. Johnny Cash and June Carter were born at Huntsville Hospital to two families that do not know each other.
What? Wow.
Okay, what are the odds of that happening? Nicole Davis and her husband, John Davis Jr., are the parents of Johnny Cash Davis, and they're getting to know Carter Clark and Sophie Clark, the parents of June Carter Clark, and the whole thing is a cool coincidence, according to Huntsville Hospital.
That's crazy.
Is that not nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Nicole says she and her husband mulled over their son's name and did it, and you named them after people in the family.
Yeah.
And they said they do love Johnny Cash and June Carter in Nashville, but I think that's not how it happened.
Nicole's mother even said when it came to talking to her son-in-law, and
we talked to them about it.
Yeah, well, but I guess they agreed.
Yeah.
So Huntsville, Alabama, born on the same day, totally unrelated, Johnny Cash and June Carter.
A couple of things that are trending to throw at you, to throw your way.
Mm-hmm.
The first one has to do with a kind of a TikTok deal that's taken off.
I may know about this because I'm a talker.
Well, okay, let me ask you then. It has to do with cheese. Do you know about the cheese thing?
Well, let me just put it this way. Up until last week, I was not washing my string cheese before I ate it, but now I am.
Now, Yes, you are aware of it, and I love it's all string.
It is all over TikTok.
I love strings of any kind.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
Sometimes I'll just suck on strings,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Whether they're cheesy or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love string cheese.
Yeah, you're supposed to wash it according to the top.
You know who's got the best string cheese in my view?
Kraft.
No.
Who?
The Walmart. Really? Actually, Walmart brand string cheese.
The great value.
Great value, yeah.
Yes.
Has good string cheese. And I like the diet one better than the fatty one.
Yeah.
See, the light.
I don't go for that.
The light string cheese. Well, we need to wash our cheese,
that's
folks.
What TikTok says.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. It's supposed to make it taste better. Washing something off of there.
Huh? It is cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Look at the difference.
You can see the difference. Look at that. Now you can actually feel all that stuff on this cheese.
Now you're thinking about it, you feel it.
I feel so much cleaner.
Like cleaner?
It's more smoother than this cheese right here.
Two scientists in the laboratory in Jasper, where they cook all kinds of things.
This is the dumbest thing.
No, I did it. I do it. It makes the cheese.
You do?
There's stuff on there, and it comes off.
When you're over there washing your cheese, when you
wash it. Also, this morning trending hot. The experts are now saying, and believe me on this, cicadas, and they're about to be here, are safe to eat.
Come on now.
Extra crunchy, and guess what? Described as delicious.
I can't.
The cicadas. Uh-uh. There are a variety of ways to use them. In fact, I've written an article about it. It's up right now at Stephen DC. I'm sorry. It's up right now at 953thebear.com. I even include a cicada recipe that you could use. It's a stir fry. You do the cicadas with rice.
What has gotten into you?
You can make cicada tacos, cicada pizza.
What is wrong with you?
I'm simply sharing the story with everybody. Experts say cicadas are safe to eat. My story explains it all, and they say they really are crunchy and amazingly good. So, I mean, you never know, right?
Well, I hope.
In fact, they've just put them on the menu at Arby's.
I hope those of you that are eating cicadas enjoy them.
Nobody's doing it yet, I think, on a large scale, but eat enough of them, you'll be on a large scale.
Now, there are a couple of restaurants I've been into that I found bugs on my plate.
That weren't cicadas? They weren't supposed to be there? This story is definitely trending today. It's all over the news, and it's too good to be true. Are you ready for this? The first witness called by the prosecution in Donald Trump's hush money trial, the trial where, you know, he paid hush money allegedly after having a little rendezvous with Stormy Daniels. The first witness is the former editor of the National Enquirer, and his name is David Pecker.
Oh, what's wrong with that? David's not funny.
David's funny. David Pecker is being called.
I don't find David all that funny. You know?
And former President Trump is praying that this will be the first time a Pecker doesn't get him in big trouble. And D.C., the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, it's just been announced. You love them.
Oh, I know they've got a big Netflix show coming soon.
As I was saying, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders have a big Netflix show coming soon. It covers their journey from tryouts with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders to when their season ends way before the Super Bowl.
Have you ever watched the other one that was on... Stop it now. The other one that was on CMT for a long time?
Well, I hate to be a buzzkill. It's actually that. Netflix bought it, and they're going to replay the whole thing.
Really?
That's what it is.
It's not new?
It's not. It'll be new to a lot of us.
But it says it's a new reality show
well,
here.
Well, it's new to Netflix.
It'll be called America's Sweethearts, yeah. Dallas Cowboys yeah. Cheerleaders.
It's the CMT thing.
And on the last six kicks, I was like, I can't make it. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to throw up.
It almost becomes comical because there are some that just haven't looked at our uniform closely or haven't looked in the mirror closely.
Is that her crack?
No.
It's a tattoo. Yeah.
That lady is brutal to him. She'll tell him flat out, you're fat.
See, I don't, that's not, I mean, we don't need, what time's it on?
I guess debuts next week.
That's right.
Here's another winner on 95.3 The Bear.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great now.
Well, you sound great. You were the first to call when you heard us play Travis Tritt. And so that means you're on the line, and you've won tickets to see Travis on Friday night at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater.
Woo, woo! Yay, I'm all about Travis.
Oh, he's going to be great. It's going to be a good concert. Frank Foster, I don't know if you're familiar with Frank. He's coming with him. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And a guy that's got a hit song out right now called Chase Matthew is going to be there, too.
So. That's right.
It's going to be a great
good
show.
Night.
I'm so excited.
Are you at work? What you doing right now, Teresa?
I'm at work.
Oh. That's all right. Where do you work?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, okay. Are you not supposed to be on the phone or
something? Well, no, she works for the government.
I just don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, okay. I understand. We won't let you get in trouble.
Teresa, hang on, and we'll get you hooked up with those tickets. And
if you need us to talk to the boss, we'll do it.
Oh, that'll get you fired for sure. And then it was over. We are out of minutes. I am so sorry. They just gave me the wrap it up signal. Shoot. I hate it when they do that.
Gave us the stink eye. Well, we appreciate you. Dedicate the show to our law enforcement officers, the men and women of law enforcement. In addition, other first responders like our EMT rescue heroes, our firefighter heroes, and of course our medical heroes, our nurses and doctors.
And today I'll just say all of the aforementioned, if that's you, you're invited. Free first responders lunch tomorrow, 11 to 1 at Jalapenos on New Watermelon Road, powered by Taylor Electrical. Somebody's going to win a Panama City vacation tomorrow. So all first responders, come have lunch with us tomorrow at Jalapenos.
Sounds nice. Jesus is Lord. See y'all.
Roll Tide.
The Steve and DC Show has left the building.